Good morning, everyone. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 through 21. The Reverend Andy Becker is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today comes from Matthew chapter 19, beginning at verse 16. And behold, a man came up to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life?" And he said to him, "Why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good. If you would enter life, keep the commandments." He said to him, "Which ones?" And Jesus said, "You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All these I have kept. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you would be perfect, go. Sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What do I still lack? That's the question the rich young man asks Jesus. We're not told all of his motivations, but we see by his responses he's not satisfied with Jesus' answers. When Jesus tells him, "Keep the commandments," he quickly responds, "Which ones?" And when Jesus lists out the second table of the law, he says, "All these I kept. What do I still lack?" He senses he's somehow not complete. He doesn't have assurance. He doesn't have satisfaction. He's asking, "What am I missing?" When we try to be right with God on our own, this is where it leads. It leads either to arrogance, believing that we've done it all, or it leads to despair, that despite our best efforts, it's not enough. His original question is, "What good deed must I do to have eternal life?" He's asking, "How do I be good? What must I do to be good?" And Jesus' answer is a little wooden in English. He literally says, "One is the good." Or a better way to say it would be, the good is one, just as the Shema in Deuteronomy chapter 6 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." Here Jesus says, the good is one. God is the one. God is good. So what does the man lack? Christ tells him that to be complete, to no longer be lacking, he is to sell everything and then come follow him. And this is not a universal call for all Christians to sell everything that they own. It's not a prescriptive text that shows us the only way to be complete. This was a descriptive text about the prescription that Jesus gave this particular man. However, just a heartbeat later, after the verses that I read for today, Jesus goes on to warn about wealth. And as people living in this country at this time and place, we're some of the wealthiest on the planet, arguably some of the wealthiest that have ever lived. So we should take heed. Wealth can lead to excess and indulging in the flesh. It can lead to seeking after more and more and more. And so we should be on guard against turning wealth into an idol and steward all that God has given to us in ways that honor him. And so while Jesus' command to this man to sell everything and give to the poor is not prescriptive for all Christians everywhere, Jesus' call to the man is the call he gives to all. Follow me. Not just as a teacher, but as Lord. Throughout Matthew's gospel, those that approach Jesus in faith, those that are following Jesus, they call him Lord. They call him Son of David. Those who don't believe or don't yet believe when they approach Jesus call him teacher. Now, not everyone who talks to Jesus addresses him or gives him these titles, but with those in Matthew's gospel that do, we see these trends. Those that call him Lord are the ones that are following and believing. Those that call him teacher have yet to put their trust in him. This man calls Jesus teacher. Sure, he has respect for Jesus, but doesn't see Jesus as anything more than a rabbi, a teacher, one to give knowledge. He doesn't even see him as the greater Moses, and definitely not as Lord or the good. And so in the end, this man goes away disappointed, unable to lay aside his idol to follow the one. What we lack is not a teacher. We too need a Lord, the Lord. Without Christ, we can't be good. Without Christ, the only way to be complete is to be perfect. And with man, as Jesus goes on in the next verses, he says that is impossible. What did the man lack? He was doing all the right things. He would have been looked up to and envied in his day. He was successful, wealthy, serving others, a good neighbor, was a good worker among God's people, doing mercy to others. But what did the man lack? Jesus. Simply and fully and only Jesus. Jesus, who on the cross declared all things complete. It's the same word when he says it is finished. It is completed. There his work to save, to redeem, to make you whole is done. Today we're installing deaconess interns, and you are serving in Christ Church. You've been led to pursue this path. You have knowledge, aptitude, skills, experience, and you'll gain more over the course of your internship. But if you aren't connected to Jesus, you will lack. On your own, you'll be incomplete, fall short, and no amount of training and not the best supervisor in the world will help. But connected to Jesus through his word and sacraments, connected to Jesus through your personal spiritual habits and disciplines in your home, following him because of his work on the cross, you already lack nothing. You're complete. Because it's only in Jesus that all of us, any of us, are complete. On our own, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. We follow Jesus, who we call Lord, whom we serve, who fills us, who makes us complete, who through his Spirit enables us to follow him all the more. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.